I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am Bill Courtwright, and I am here with that one and only super millennial, David Barreto. Big Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Still wearing your mask?
I'm still wearing the mask.
It's a beard.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Guy. So this week, our topic is throwing away our masks. And today's Meeting of the Minds, we answer the question, what is an identity-based life? And the reason that I kind of changed this, if you were listening yesterday, because yesterday's health huddles on the formula or blueprint, whatever we want to call them, building well-being, brought in a flood of questions. So I revamped today's episode to address those, and it's fine because it all fits perfectly well with our topic of throwing away our masks, right? Yeah. And then you got bombarded with questions from Monday's episode, and we'll address those tomorrow. Yeah. So we're addressing the questions through there. So I will answer the emails anyways, guys, just so you know. So to recap yesterday on the five-part formula to well-being defined as a healthy body, focused mind, prosperous life, it is these five parts that we talked about yesterday that formulate and connect us to what we term in the new program, the identity-based life. That's what it is. So to define the identity-based life, it is when we live our lives consciously, we live connected, that's head, heart, and hand. And in this state, the human being becomes whole and connected to all. Is that understandable, Dave?
Yeah.
So the five parts, to recap, the five parts accomplish this identity-based life that we're talking about. They are part one, the human survival system, which has one, the alarm system, red zone; two, the recuperation system, green zone. The human being is controlled by the human survival system. Then there's, for identity-based life, there's part two, the stress loop. One, cannot be shut down; two, sets the human survival system; and three, it's controlled through awareness, consciousness, mindfulness. Part three to an identity-based, to set the identity-based life, is mind identity. One, it's set through the stages of development. Two, it creates the social identity, the ego. And three, it separates the eyes. The human being is cut off from purpose, the eye of presence, and lives in the eye of identification. When they're in an identity-based life, we separate this and the human being begins to live in purpose. And the identity-based life, part four, is the body identity. Very important. We talked about this yesterday. This sets our state and keeps activated the human survival system. In other words, it's the body that keeps us either in the alarm system or the recuperation system. And the body keeps us either in red zone or green zone, and this is done through breath. Also, number two, the body is managed through the management of the stress response: diet, exercise, hydration, breath. And number three, the body identity is distinguished by how the body functions, tied to genetic hormone connection. There are three main identities called the stress responders. And part five of the identity-based life. This is transitioning our lives from an unconscious to conscious life. Part five cannot take place without addressing the first four parts. The human being is wired and programmed for survival. And if we do not consciously, one, understand this and become conscious of function of the human being, two, discover or unlock our true identity, both body and mind. In other words, drop our masks. Or three, consciously live our lives connected, head, heart, and hand. We cannot live an identity-based life. Instead, we live a programmed-based life, living A life that is program-based is to live according to what others believed you should be and how you should live. Do you understand?
Yes.
It's that, right? So part five is the identity-based life is actually transitioning us from unconscious reaction to conscious response. That's what it is. So I hope that kind of, and I'm going to add, we're going to continue this now. Does that kind of recap a little bit yesterday's episode?
Yeah, in a little nutshell, yeah.
And I again, I said, like every health huddles, I'm going to expand. So I'll expand. So let's dive deeper into what is living an identity-based life versus living a masked-based life, right? So most of us live from the identity that creates the perception of what we see. This is living through a mask. The mask sets our perception. The perception sets our judgment. And the judgment sets our reaction. In this state, we can look at the formula of the mask identity. Part one, the human survival system is locked in the alarm system red zone. Part two, the stress loop is connected, keeping the body agitated and the mind anxious. Part three, the mind identity, the ego has conscious mind control and is either dwelling on the past or worried about the future. Part four, body identity, the body is holding the negative state, craving sweets, shallow in breath, very tired or completely agitated and stressed out. And part five, the identity-based life is the mask-based life. In this state, it goes like this. Event, judgment, reaction. And as with living an identity-based life, the mask-based life or a program-based life is set through the judgment, which is the event. Life, judgment is the perception of life, reaction, and it's upset about life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That makes all sense to you? Holy crap.
You're on a roll.
I think so. Okay, so in this state, when we are in this, what we'll call program-based life, or what we're calling for our episode, the mask-based life, we are set through the judgment of the event, right? That's what's happening. So if we look at it in this state, judgment always is created through adding to an event. In other words, we have an event and we label the event as good or bad. Both add to judgment. Example, event, you have a headache. Now, if you let go and allow the headache, the pain will actually release. But what do most people do? They react to the headache. The event is a headache and they add in, this really hurts. I don't want to have this headache. I wonder what's causing this headache. No way I can work today with this headache. Oh, my head is killing me. This is adding to the event and this creates judgment, which creates reaction. It's event, judgment, reaction. You see how judgment's created?
Yeah, you know, it's funny when I get sick or like the common cold and I'm like, oh my God, my nose, I wish it would just clear up. I'm like, I remember the days when my nose used to run normal, you know? It's all from like
a... You add to the event, so stupid, right? But yeah. We always got to remember the event is now, right? We're adding to the event. When we are wearing a mask, we are in an identity. We then will be in event, judgment, reaction. So let's explore this even a little deeper. The definition of identity is who you are, the way you think about yourself, the way you are viewed by the world, and the characteristics that define you. Now, this is important. The identity you carry into the world defines every relationship you have. Every single one. The identity not only creates your behaviors, it also sets you to react to other people's identities and masks. Most time when this happens in our closer relationships, we are actually reacting to a mask of another worn in the past. You're bringing the past into the present, right? So let me explain. I have a client and she is working very hard on her growth. And her spouse was one that didn't believe in or do anything to create his own growth. He thought it was kind of like hooey-pooey, right? As my client has advanced, she stopped feeding the old identity, the old mask of her spouse. She simply stopped adding to events. She stopped judgment. So what happened was things began to shift. And it went from event, it went, the shift created, and instead of event, judgment, and reaction, it went to event, awareness, response, right? Suddenly, her spouse started to drop his old masks. He stopped reacting to her, and he started to grow. But recently, something happened that was very, very telling with this couple. Her spouse was helping her with a project, and all of a sudden, she reacted harshly to him. And he looked at her and said, "I didn't do anything." And that was the truth. You see, in the past, he would get upset or be critical and react, always trying to control whatever they would be jointly working on, always interacting, reacting, and trying to control the issues. But this time, he didn't do any of this. And my client reacted to a mask from the past. The event. Here's the breakdown. The event. They are working on something. The judgment. He's going to criticize me. He's doing this wrong. Oh, and then more add-ons. I could do this better. He's screwing this up. And then boom, reaction. And she reacts and she goes at him, and the poor guy did nothing. Zero. And as my client acted from the identity mask from the past, she felt guilty, which, what is guilt? To self-regulate the relationship and fix it. But most people do this unconsciously. Does that make sense to you?
Hey, yeah.
I got to make sure it's making sense, Dave. I need, you're my sounding board, okay?
Yeah, well, you know? Well, this happens to me all the time, being somebody who is passive-aggressive when they're mad, usually, you know? And when I'm just quiet, because I'm quiet, people assume that something's wrong with me. Oh, stop being like that. I'm like, I was just sitting. I was just chilling. Like, what are you doing?
The reactive.
No, I know how you get when you're like that. I'm like, I'm really not like
that.
Oh,
that's a great example.
I'm just relaxing. Like, you just think I'm zoned off right now.
That's a great example.
Because all the time.
Because the event is you're sitting there quietly, mm-hmm. right? They're walking by. Their judgment, their add-on is, oh, what's wrong with him now? Why is he acting that way? What's going on? And the reaction is, what's the matter with you? And you're like, what?
Yeah, and that puts it always as at a crossroads, whether I get upset because you're trying to make or think I'm feeling some way. And if I weren't able to control Nelson, my ego,
yep.
it becomes an actual yes. issue when it wasn't one to
because
begin with.
Because they activated it unconsciously because they're looking at their life through a mask, an identity. So look at this. Let's just look again. Another example. Event. The event is you see your coworker walking toward you. The add-on. Here comes Herb. Ah, he's so boring.
There's Bill.
Here's the story. I hope he doesn't talk to me.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, please. Now we got the judgment from the past, right? And we go into reaction. You see, this is how it works. And it's always working like this. And this is what we mean by really creating awareness around this. You see, to wear masks is to protect our identity and the identity of our tribe through the masks they wear. The mask sets our expectations of the event. This is done through our judgment, and our reaction matches the identity. See, that's what happens to you when you're sitting there, right? So when working on personal growth, we are working to release the mask. We are working to release all the mask that is not bringing us joy. Many times this is replacing the people in our lives, right? We believe if we change partners, if we find new friends, or get a new job with new coworkers, then we will find joy and be happy. Yet, This is impossible if you carry the same identity from the old relationships. If you're wearing the same mask from the old relationships into the new, you create the same thing because the identity is a mask. And when with a mask comes shoulds. So it's always like that middle part, right? There's always an event. That's the now is the event. We have COVID as an event. The question is, are you aware and in the present that it's an event so you can respond? Or COVID is an event. Are you in judgment and you're in reaction? You're in desire to change it. You're mad. You're worried. You're sad. You're frustrated. You're guilty. This is the reaction, right? But this is every human being works like this. It's the awareness that we work like this because with the mask it comes judgment. And that comes the shoulds. Your mask creates your shoulds. You should all over yourself. But if you look at this carefully, the shoulds are created through us adding to an event by adding our judgment. The mask we wear were decided for us. That's what we have to understand. The masks we wear have been programmed by our tribe. The tribe and its culture built your identity. The tribe decided for you what you should strive for. The tribe decided what you want. And the tribe decided what you should do. This was all programmed. Billy, you should work at the paper mill. This tied perfectly to the identity of the tribe. It was a great job within the culture, and this should make you happy.
Should.
The shoulds that come through the masks we wear are very powerful. These masks create your judgment. I should have this. I should desire that. They should not act that way. This should be like this. The should is powerful fuel to set off the reaction. And the reaction is going to be red zone energies. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think the shoulds that if you could, you would. It follows that I should do this. Okay, I'll do it because I can. And what would happen? You don't know, you know. And I think just going by your past experiences is what really screws that up.
That's you dropping your mask, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say, if it's an event, something you want is there, event, right? And you put judgment, well, I don't know if I can do this. I'm worried. You know, I'm not sure. And you react through procrastination, frustration, or something like that, right? When you are aware and you have that awareness, you have to understand the should is built within your perception of how you see life. And your perception of how you see life is your agreement with life, your programming on how everything should be. So like you said, the event is, I want that. My awareness is, well, to get that, I'm going to have to do this, this, and that, and I'll respond by starting here.
Okay.
You see how it works?
Mm-hmm.
It's so clean when you understand this is the human being, people. This is every human being on the planet. It's how we're wired. It's part of our survival wiring of how we're programmed and how we're put together. And so to create an identity-based life is to rewrite your shoulds, just like David said, and you rewrite your shoulds in the agreement you had programmed as a child. Living an identity-based life is simply to live life. It's to be present, be in the now, and simply, very simply, you stop creating add-ons to an event. An event is now. It's what is. No add-ons, no judgments. This cuts off reaction and the ego. No add-ons, no stories. This breaks the stress loop. Identity-based life is living head, heart, and hand. This is living your true identity, your purpose. Now, you will still play roles, but you will not be the role. Removing judgment of this is bad, this is good, this makes me happy, this makes me sad. These are add-ons to the event that create judgment. Let's look at a few simple things. that we can do to build this awareness and to help us see and let go of our masks? Before we go into that, do you have any thoughts?
I think this is very strong for everybody to kind of understand, because it goes more than just like the personal development part of it, but it's just on how you interact with other people in general, right? Because that judgment immediately gets placed by the ego, and I think it's why everybody's having these issues with each other right now, especially like, you know, when we talk about like the politics, you know,
yes,
the racism, the stuff that's going on there,
the virus,
are white are scared to say something positive to people who aren't. People who are on the vice versa is because the judgment of experiences that are out there, not necessarily that happened to them, are adding to that. And I think if we can understand this, that you kind of eliminate that thought process first, and it allows you to really see clearly.
I totally agree with you. I mean, it's just, I think we both said this a long time ago. You actually pointed it out. It always starts with awareness, mm-hmm. then knowledge, then experience, right? And people don't know this. They think it's normal, right? My client is very advanced that had that happen. So we could actually, she actually caught it and then let it go and did everything else, but she could see it. That's how you know. Listen, it's not about falling back into stage 3. Yeah. It's about getting back up into stage 4. That's the whole purpose. So let's go over a few things to help us if we can start creating this awareness, because that's where it starts. So number one, add nothing to an event. See, the moment we add to an event, we create judgment, which must create reaction. So try to catch yourself saying, wow, this is good. And then watch the reaction. The story of why this is good. It's most likely will project you to the future. Try to catch yourself saying, this is bad. And then notice the reaction. The story will drum up something from the past. So that's how you start. Just start to see it. Start to see it. Number two, don't add attachment to an event. So what's attachment? I have a beautiful car compared to car is beautiful. Mm-hmm. See? It's attached now. Because attachment creates judgment, which creates reaction. If you have attachment, you will defend and attack. Yeah. Right? That's it. It's so simple. Right? It might not be easy, but it's really simple once you start to see this. And number three, you got to practice. One, you got to practice seeing the ego. The ego is the one that creates the judgment. And two, you got to practice letting go. Steps of stress mastery. And it works like this. When you see what we just talked about, and you're seeing the ego and its judgment, and you do the let go technique, you very simply, can I allow this? And sit with it. Don't defend. Sit. When you can sit with what you just saw, you begin the process of building an identity-based life. You're breaking the program identity. Number two, could I let this go? Could I drop this mask? Could I be flexible in how I see others' masks, right? And not judge. Number three, would I let this go? Am I willing to drop this mask? And this is important. Would I drop this mask and all of its attached history to the mask? The identity. And number four, when? When will I drop this judgment, this identity, this mask? When will I just let this go? And when you can say now, you follow it with, I am not this body. I am not this mind. I am not this emotion I feel. I am not this mask. So those are some techniques, right, that you can start, because it's got to begin with awareness, mm-hmm. correct? But here's what I will say. If you're looking to make changes in your life, I don't care if you're going to do working with another coach, working on another program, you're going into the wellness, whatever you're going to do, and you happen to listen to this show, I want you to understand that there is a formula, and the goal is to create your identity-based life and break the program-based life. That's what it's designed to do. And remember these five parts. These five parts are always in play. Part one is that human survival system. That's what controls everything, by the way. That's your nervous system. You're either in a red zone or green zone. When you're in a red zone, the alarm system's activated. It affects everything you do, right? When you're in a green zone and a recuperation system is activated, it affects everything you do. So it really comes down to the human survival system. That's what determines everything in your life, from how you feel to how you think to what you do or you don't do. And then understand the stress loop can't be stopped. That's part two. Stress loop can't be stopped. That's why you name your ego. Because what happens is when you can see what is going on, you break the loop. And part three is the mind identity. Understand that who you are, what is your purpose? Separate the eyes of that identity. I have identification, I have presence. And then part four is body identity. You really need to understand this. This is really important because what is your body identity? Because it's your body identity that's either going to keep you stuck in alarm or it's going to transition to recuperation. The body is what keeps you stuck in negative states. And then you can live an identity-based life is simply, it's a transition from event judgment to reaction to event awareness response. David.
For this, the thing that stands out for me is having the awareness of your perception, right? So when we talk about this, and you said earlier about, oh, you see this or like something on the news, yeah, go, good. But we never look at the both sides of the perception. We talk about how, like, if you win, someone had to lose, right? And you never look at what that side of it is. So there's always that kind of understanding and feeling for someone else, right? Because I always think about empathy. That. Yeah, because, you know, so on this trip we went up and we borrowed a truck from this kid's dad, right? And he had a big presidential sticker on the back, right? And we covered it up with painter's tape, right? And we just did that without thinking ahead of time because we were worried about judgment from other people, right? Mm-hmm. None of us cared. It didn't bother us either way, no way, no how. And at a gas station, some guy came up and he goes, hey, I wanted to tell you guys the car that you're trailing. It's pretty cool, but I saw you covered up the sticker. Immediately, he had a judgment about us.
Yep.
Before we said a single word. And it stopped the casual and progressive conversation because of just an image.
So look at what happened, right? The event is him seeing the sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, he goes into judgment.
Immediately.
And then it's reaction. And reaction is a mm-hmm. red zone energies. Reacting angrily or desire to change your mind or defend what they, you know, defend an attack. And
that's kind of exactly what happened, man. We saw him looking, right? So I said, hey, you know, and he goes, kind of defensive, right? And I was like, hey, how's it going, right? And he goes, I just want to say nice car. I'm not trying to start no trouble. I was like, no, not at all. If you want to take out, come take a look at it and stuff. And immediately when I responded to his reaction, we both responded the same way. But nobody had judgment on either side. And nobody had a right to judge.
Right.
Because of that. There was no evidence. There was no information. And I think that's what's happening so long. You read headlines or you read a snippet and you automatically have taken a side.
So if we look at the whole process that we talked about today and undoing the mask, right? Mm-hmm. It's really, the event is the event, mm-hmm. right? What's happening in life is life. Life is life. That's the event.
Yeah.
It's really mastering the judgment. If you can master that second piece, and that's what awareness does. That's why you name the ego. Because here's the challenge. Stress loop is going to connect, which means the event, judgment, and reaction connect, right? It's going to connect. But here's the thing. There's that little 10-second rule.
Yeah.
Before the HP access connection, I'm going to talk about that in coming up episodes. But when that connects, then you start doing add-ons. Yeah. Because what are the add-ons? They create the story. Yeah. And now you're in the story.
And that's exactly that. Yeah. That interaction right there could have made a headline, or we just made a friend in Tennessee. It literally took seconds. And like we said, talk about the mask. I took off my mask and say, hey, bud, like, how's it going? And it immediately connected us versus separating us and disconnecting us.
I'm kind of like you. I'm not telling anybody who I vote for. It's nobody's business because it's too heated.
Yeah, my interaction with another individual shouldn't be just solely based off of one opinion.
Exactly. So It's too bad it can't be like sports, right? Football season kicks off, and you're getting to know, you'll get to know Felix. Felix is going to be working in Dr. Moreas' clinic. Huge Bears fan. I've known him for decades.
That'd be fun.
Huge Bears fan. And we go at it. Mm-hmm. And we have fun. And then we hug. Right?
Yeah.
And there's never this mask later, I hate Felix. He's a Bears fan. It's like me. I hate David. He's a Democrat. That's stupid, people. You guys are creating your own angst. You're creating your own struggle, your own pain by doing that. And you're just feeding the ego, and then other egos come in, and then other egos tell you you're right. So everybody's in judgment. Yeah. Everybody's, you know what I mean? And all it does is hurt you, because when we talk about the human survival system and that affects your life, you are in the alarm system. There's no way you can have a healthy mind and body. Sorry. Yeah. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Anything else you got?
It's all.
You think we got it straight this time?
I think so.
Tomorrow, we'll talk on ending the masquerade. I'll have some fun. I'll go a little spiritual with you guys tomorrow on this and have a little bit of fun and stop talking about this. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on that mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.